at Commodity Classic. I am visiting with Ag Haven and Pat McGinty. Pat, I understand you are the Chief Technology Officer. What does that mean? I mean, what do you do for Ag Haven?
A Chief Technology Officer is responsible for the development of the software platform. What we actually provide in the software is the technology behind it and putting it together to make it into a website that's usable by the public.
Well, I understand in talking to Shrek and others that really search has been a key word here when it talks about this, the development of what is now Ag Haven. Why don't we talk about that first in what you have created? How is it unique and what does it do for the user?
We have a unique ability to provide web search specifically for agricultural results. We don't just take search from other search engines, we have our own. We crawl the web, we gather the pages, we identify the pages as belonging to the agricultural category, and then we prepare them for being delivered to the user. No other site that I can see in the agricultural websites has this ability. And this is something that a user can easily find what they want, and it'll be deeper results than you would find in the more common search engines.
And basically, if I'm searching for a particular type of product or something, as a user, this might save me some time. It might point me to some results I wouldn't see otherwise.
That's exactly right. You would have deeper results. We have a broader index that's specifically geared for example, if you're looking for certain types of seeds. You likely may not find it on Google, but you would find it in Ag Haven. So we have tried to focus and seed our search based on all the different agricultural sites and make sure that we have the depth of it, and that would allow the user to find what they're looking for quickly.
Well, I know that's just one component of what is Ag Haven. You refer to it as a platform. We have a community within that platform, right?
Yes, we also have traditional social networking for both the business and for the individual. And it's set up in such a way that it resembles the traditional social networking, but it has a lot of privacy features in there so that businesses can use it and not be concerned that it's going out and becoming a social disaster, as certain things where many companies we found don't want to use something like Facebook or MySpace, but ours is kept secure and business-oriented. And that's one thing. Another is we have a marketplace concept. And in the marketplace, we have enterprise search so that people can list their equipment, list livestock, list crops for sale and be able to put them out there with a lot of detail, and they could be searched and structured in a structured manner to be able to be easily found by people who are reading the site.
Now, this is free to people to come and register and create an account or a company for that matter. How about from a usability standpoint? I know you've had some beta testing going on. I've been one of those people. What kind of feedback have you got?
Well, we've gotten excellent feedback in terms of the scope of what we have for Ag Haven. And people like it. They like to be able to find everything in one place. And we've been working over the results of the beta site test to make it a little friendly as we go. So right now it's still in the beta stage, and we're working to make it as fine-tuned as possible.
So at this point, besides going there and just kind of getting started, you really are looking for some more feedback.
Yes, we would appreciate feedback from any user community group. We see a lot of different types of people and groups using Ag Haven. It may be set up very well for, say, a farmer or a rancher. It may not be to the liking of some agricultural organization. It may not be as well set for a university, but we want feedback from everybody who would be a potential user. So we're very open. We want to build on the platform to make it better.
From a technical standpoint, I guess I'm just a little curious here. You know, you're the Chief Technology Officer. I mean, is there a team of people that are involved in helping make sure this thing works and keeps working and managing all that code?
Yes, there is a team. We have programmers overseas. We have programmers in the U.S., and our job is to monitor them and make sure the assignments are properly carried out and that they're well thought out and well set up. In addition, we also work with some technology partners. We find it easier to partner with a small software company than to try to replicate their software. And we've done that in two or three instances within the the site, and that way they can grow the software and we can make it. In that sense, it's a platform because we use other software plus ours together.
Anything else you would like people to know right now as we do this, introduce AgHaven to the agricultural community, especially from the technical side?
The main thing from the technical side would be is please experience the search capability. We think that's unique, and that's the big thing that we're having to offer that's different from any other agricultural site out there.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Pat McGinney. He is the Chief Technology Officer for AgHaven. We've been speaking here in their booth at Commodity Classic. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.